you are associated with a number of brands, HP, Coca-Cola, Budweiser. How do you decide who you want your name, your brand, your voice tied to, and what companies you don't?
I try to. Sometimes it's just more about relationships. I pretty much try to work with brands if there's some sort of partnership there. No, I don't typically do a one-off endorsement deals. I've just never been interested in that. It's just more so if I can create some sort of partnership. You know, the Coca-Cola was a partnership. You know, I was a brand manager, you know, acted as at one time. So I pretty much look for partners, you know, as opposed to one-off endorsement deals.
Well, yeah, it seems like you insist on some creative control, that you're not willing to just give the Jay-Z brand out or let people buy it from you.
Yeah, for me, it's my life. It's who I am as a person. So I can't just let someone have creative control of who I am.
Sure. It's important.
I've been smoking this weed, man, called Space Boots. Shout out to my nigga at Who's Your Daddy 82. And it's the strongest shit I've ever smoked in my fucking life. My ducks, my swans, welcome to the pond. My name is Dorian from group82music.com, and right here we got Jay-Z talking about why he doesn't do endorsement deals. Two things I want y'all to really listen to what he said right here. He said he doesn't do endorsement deals because he's not into just doing a one-off. He needs to have a partnership. A lot of y'all ask me, is it worth it getting a big feature from a big artist? Let's put that up right here. Big feature, big artist. A lot of y'all ask me that. And the answer that I give y'all is that if that person is not going to help market the record, then it's not worth it at all, right? There are certain people that when you put their name on your song, they ain't got to help market it. Everybody else going to pick it up. Everybody else going to listen to it. And you ain't got to worry about that. So like Drake or Cole or Kendrick or Travis Scott, right? Jay-Z. Right? Meek Mill. Like, these are massive names that when you put them on a record, a lot of people are going to listen to it. But the likelihood you're going to get one of those features is kind of slim. Even a guy like a Lil Baby or DaBaby, who I fucking love, both of them, if you got them on the record, there's a contention of people that will listen to it. But right now, since it's their season and they so hot, they doing so many features, what separates your record from everybody else they're giving features to? You would need to put it in your contract that Lil Baby or DaBaby has to help market the record. You got to post on Instagram 7 times in your feed. You got to post on your story 22 times. You got to post on Twitter and on Snap and on YouTube or TikTok, whatever it is you want to do. You need to set the parameters for how they're going to market. Because now, once you pay them and you have them sign this contract, it's not a one-off. Now you're our partners, because if they legitimately do what you asked them to do in that feature agreement, now they really fuck with you. So now you can do stuff for them down the line, and that's how you build together. So Jay-Z's taking the exact same approach when it comes to companies. He's not gonna do a one-off endorsement deal. I need equity stake, I need a position, I need something where I am investing my creative energy and it's coming back to me tenfold, where I can continue to build off your brand and vice versa. There's no robbery in fair exchange. Number two, he doesn't rent out the Jay-Z brand. I don't rent it out, because this is me. Jay-Z is me. I'm a human being. It's not me renting ESPN or Disney or Nike, right? You're renting Jay-Z. That's who he is. It's the same thing with me here at Group A2 Music. People ask me why I talk the way I do, why I say nigga, why I cuss. This is me. The brand is me. I gotta be myself. Because if I'm not myself, a lot of y'all wouldn't be here. A lot of y'all like the fact that I'm authentic and I'm me. And that's why y'all fuck with me. And I appreciate that. And I only want people that fuck with me for me. Y'all understand I'm a human being. Y'all understand that I'm flawed. Y'all understand that I do a lot of good shit. Y'all understand I'm gonna do some bad shit. I don't wanna be this picture perfect ass influencer, celebrity person. I don't wanna be that. I'm a human being just like you. And I always want that to be true. So because of that, my brand is me. So when I do collaborations or features with somebody, I'm not about to just rent out Dorian and Group 82. I'm not gonna do that. It has to make sense, because this is me. I can't really hide behind a facade like a lot of people can. Once I do some shit, I'm associated with it forever. even if I decide to not do music ever again. So that's why I'm not doing a lot of features right now. In addition to it, that's why I don't just hop at everything that everybody asks me to do in my DMs all goddamn day. You gotta think about that too. If you're an artist, you're you. Now, some of y'all have y'all facade, right? Got your rap image, your singer image. That's fine. That is fucking fine. Do that. Daft Punk has done that. God damn it. Lady Gaga kind of did that. She's different from Stephanie. If you have that separate image, that's cool. Ride it out. But for those of us that don't, Jermaine Cole, Kendrick Lamar Duckworth, Aubrey Drake Graham, Alton Dorian Clark, you have to be conscious if you rent that shit out. Because if somebody fucks it up, that means they're fucking you up. It's kind of like when you watch a movie, right? And you know people are acting. But when somebody in that movie do something you don't like, you can't see them in any other character ever again. That's the exact same way. Will Smith on The Fresh Prince. He made his name Will Smith intentionally because he knew if this show took off, I'm going to be known as this character forever. He wanted to be known as Will Smith. That's his real name. Alfonso Ribeiro, what's he known as? Carlton. He's going to be Carlton till he dies.